Muay Thai has a deep history, and when it comes to the ring sport we've all come to love, the period between 1980 and 1995, known as the Golden Era, spawned arguably the most talented fighters ever. Names like Diesel Noi, Samart, Jong Sanon, and Sak Mon Khol demand almost superhero status. They were highly skilled and incredibly tough. Nostalgists will claim today's fighters couldn't stand with the Golden Era greats, and may even consider this as evidence that the training methods back then were superior too. But what does this mean for your training? Fighters, welcome back to another episode of Heatrick Muay Thai Performance. Back in the Golden Era, there was little or no equipment. Sparring and running featured extensively along with pad work and bag work when shared equipment was available. Resistance training consisted of bodyweight exercises or using makeshift free weights such as a concrete-filled bucket. It was a different time for sure, and many factors came together to create the Golden Era conditions. Economically, it was a very tough time in Thailand, and this drew more fighters from all over the country into the sport. The talent pool was huge. The poor conditions also built in natural adversity, fueling toughness or fighters' heart, and gamblers also didn't have the same influence back then. You'd see more all-out wars in the ring. Today, traditional coaches will cling to the old ideal that the training worked well at the time. If it ain't broken, don't fix it. But innovation isn't a dirty word. As a former mechanical design engineer, I understand that innovation is vital. For better or worse, environments and conditions change. What previously worked well stops being so effective and is ultimately surpassed by solutions that better suit the current environment and exploit the advances in technologies and knowledge. Everett Rogers' diffusion of innovations model still rings true. Any new idea is adopted on a bell curve, with the innovators, 2.5% of people, first on the scene. Then, early adopters, the next 13.5% of people, next to exploit the advantages. Followed by the early majority, about 34% of people, just ahead of the average person. Then, the skeptical late majority, the next 34% of people, give in to social pressure. And finally, the laggards, about 16% are the stout traditionalists who reluctantly shift when it's too late, and the idea is already obsolete due to new innovation, extinct like a dodo. I'm old enough to remember collecting home movies on VHS tape, then DVD, and then Blu-ray. And now we stream movies online at home. No more libraries of cassettes or digital discs, just a login and a monthly fee. Honestly, I'm still hurting from dumping my VHS copy of Jean-Claude Van Damme's Kickboxer when I moved home. However, an attitude of, if it ain't broke, don't fix it, would see us all with shelves stuffed full of poor quality magnetic media. But taking something that doesn't seem broken and seeing how much more has this thing got leads to better, more efficient solutions that suit today's evolving environment. Muay Thai is a different animal now than it was in the Golden Era. It has to be to stay relevant. Muay Thai has a truly global audience now, and the training influences have exploded too. We are gaining huge advantages from the contribution of so many specialist fields such as sports nutrition, sports psychology, and strength and conditioning. But with so many options comes confusion, and that's the state of play right now. For example, making better fighters isn't as simple as making better long-distance runners. There are more moving parts and complexity. A good aerobic engine is just part of the requirement of a good fighter. You also need strength, power, speed, endurance, mobility, technical and tactical skill, not to mention to contend with year-round competitive season and often with frequent fights. The solution is to adopt a strong evidence-based filter, guided by proven principles to sift for effective training methods that truly make a difference to Muay Thai performance. You can't just keep doing it the same way for years and expect to keep up. Performance training is constantly moving forwards and at an accelerating rate. Stopping where you are is going backwards in comparison to the rest of the field. And you can achieve the best of both. You can respect the traditional and embrace the new. The Fairtex Training Center, with fighters like Stamp, Ferrari, Sonrak and Doc Maipa, are taking on the challenge and succeeding against growing international competition. They're taking the best of traditional Muay Thai training methods and supplementing with proven S&C methods to plug the gaps in athletic development. If you desire more efficient training too, you're not a Muay Thai fraud. You're less of a laggard than most. And committing earlier will mean you see that advantage for longer. Those golden era fighters would be envious of the opportunities we now have. Don't squander your advantage for the sake of appearing traditional. Samart was a beast in any era, and I'm sure if he could have taken advantage of more efficient training, he would have jumped at the chance to make himself even better than he was.
Thanks for listening. If you found this valuable, please like, subscribe, and share with someone else it could help too. Please give the podcast a review or comment below. We'd love to hear from you. As always, you can visit heatrick.com for more Muay Thai performance podcasts, videos, articles, and guides. Catch you next time.